I miss those conversations with Tom Izzo, Mondays and Fridays. I hope you hear him with Guy Gordon and enjoy him as much. I heard him on his show, I think it was last night. Always great to hear him on the air. By the way, just so you know, Mr. Rieger, Kim tells us that those explosions were from canisters of nitrogen at the select distributors in Clinton Township. Canisters of nitrogen. Thank you, Kim. All right, good news you may have seen in the news. Consumers Energy launching a pilot program to bury 10 miles of power lines underground to bolster electric service in some counties. I would guess that this would be welcomed with open arms wherever it might be happening. Chris Laird, Vice President of Electric Operations, Consumers Energy, is on the other end of our line right now. Chris, good job. Everybody wants it. How did you choose where it was going to happen?
Yeah, Paul, good afternoon. You know, we really went and used data to make that decision. So we looked at where we've historically seen problems with outages based on whether that be trees or weather impact in different areas. And we went through a risk model and said there's six counties that we really know we need to start there with this pilot, this very important pilot for us.
It is a very important pilot. It's a small beginning, but it is a beginning. And you needed approval for this $3.7 million pilot by the Michigan Public Service Commission, and you got it.
We did, and we're grateful for that. That shows the commitment to move forward to improve reliability for our customers. This is a good way for us to go into those areas that need it the most, test it, make sure that we can do it the right way, do it a cost-affordable way, and really expand on it. This is the first step. We can plan to continue to bury more and more lines underground as we look to the future. So we're really excited about this. We've got a workforce that's ready to go get this work done, and we've got the areas identified so we can start right away.
Well, that's great news. I mean, I think most of us believe that's the key, but we also know it can be very expensive. On the other hand, so can outages. And so you've looked at areas that have frequent and lengthy outages in an area, as you mentioned, with the dense trees and the sorts of things that unfortunately cause us trouble and can be responsible for the outages. And you pick 10 miles of overhead power lines. And how long should it take you to bury those?
Yeah, we'll work that plan throughout the course of 2024. We'll break it out into the second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter of the year. So we'll have all 10 miles of that line done this year yet. We'll continue to move forward with that. We've got a strategic underground group across the company. They're statewide. That they're skilled with all the equipment and the knowledge to be able to go and efficiently and effectively install the 10 miles of line.
And this is, obviously, this is, we call it a pilot program. I don't want to call them guinea pigs. That kind of connotes maybe something negative. But in Genesee, Livingston, those areas where they've had big problems, they're going to be happy to see you coming in and burying those lines. And any of the things that you learn along the way, you will use on your way to trying to help, 2 million Michigan homes and businesses get this same kind of security.
Absolutely. So we're excited about this because we get to cut our teeth, go in, work in areas where we have single phase where the cost is not any more than to do overhead lines. We can take, bury the lines there, improve reliability for the customers in that area, but continue on our reliability roadmap, the long-term plan to make sure that we have no more than 100,000 out and all those customers restored within 24 hours. Undergrounding is a key strategic piece for our success to be able to do that to deliver customers.
Well, I mean, let's face it, you've said it yourself. We've got Chris Laird, Vice President of Electric Operations, Consumers Energy, the largest energy provider in Michigan. You can't control Mother Nature, but you can control how we prepare for the more extreme weather that we know is ahead.
That's correct. And burying power lines is just one of the tools that we can use to do that. You know, lightning, high winds, we had tornadoes even last week, wet, heavy snow, ice, falling trees, all has a major impact on overhead lines where when we bury it underground, the risk is reduced or completely eliminated in some instances. So we're going to be strategic in nature where we go out and do these in these targeted six counties to start. Right now, we're going to look primarily in residential areas to be able to go out and do this work, but we'll learn from it. We'll continue to work with our Public Service Commission as we look to expand this into the future.
Well, it's excellent. We're happy to hear it. I mean, we are all for burying the power lines, which in turn, of course, make the grid stronger, make the grid more reliable. This is a beginning. We look forward to it happening for everyone. Now, I understand these aren't the first underground lines. They currently make up 15% of all consumers' energy electric lines, most being in subdivisions and areas with high population density. Would you say that now, whenever a new subdivision goes in or any new construction, they try to bury the lines?
Yeah, typically that's the standard practice today. From an aesthetics reason, that's one reason, but also from a reliability reason. And as the costs become more competitive, that's what we typically see as we go forward. You know, the difference with this pilot is going to be we're going to go out and bury primary underground lines that serve and feed up to the entrance of those subdivisions. So that's going to be the difference with this first 10 miles and then as our plans go forward.
Well, I it'll be fascinating to watch. And when you say it's one of the solutions, I was not aware of any of the other. And I would hope that it turns out something simple. I mean, it's not simple, but something that we can figure out right away is going to be the best solution for some areas. But you also say, but not others. What are the other areas that burying the lines wouldn't be good for?
Yeah, right now, if we think about heavy industrial areas where we have more than one phase, the costs just aren't there yet. So that's one of them. We also have, you know, enough miles to go around the equator nearly four times. So we have a lot of lines to get out and do. So it's not realistic we can bury all the lines in a reasonable amount of time. So we're leveraging tree trimming. We're trimming more trees than we ever have, over 7,000 miles a line a year. We're adding automatic transfer reclosures and new technology to be able to automatically flip. If the system recognizes there's an outage going to happen, it can feed customers from a different direction, and they might see a momentary or might not see an interruption at all. So we're adding a lot of new tactics. We started those this year. We're going to continue to move forward with those and make advances as we go. But tree trimming, burying underground lines are the top two things for us.
Good for you. Keep up the good work, Chris. We'll check back. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Chris Laird is Vice President of Electric Operations, Consumers Energy. They're not sitting around doing nothing. In fact, they're doing quite a bit to keep the power on for all of us, and that's what we all really want. Speaking of power, you might get quite a bit of it from gasoline still. The head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, Patrick DeHaan, is up next here with Paul W. Smith in Focus.